Hey guys, so today I am going to talk a little bit about the topic of loneliness and the importance of aloneness as an artist. Again, as always, I'm just kind of talking off the top of my head. I'm not planning these podcasts. It's sort of just a release for me, something I can do on the side without overthinking. Yeah. So, the reason that I want to talk about this is because it's become a real theme for me in my life, that I find that oftentimes when I produce the best, most interesting work is when I'm in moments of my life, when I'm in places where I feel the most lonely or the least understood. When I'm in moments that I feel the least understood, and I feel as if I'm feeling something that is so specific, so intense, that, you know, not even a call to my friend, family, to therapist will solve any of this or will help me feel better, I think I have to figure out a way how to describe or discover what I'm feeling through my art. Because mere words or mere sort of dialogue or conversation doesn't seem to capture the depths of it, right? So if you take one of my recent pieces, Call Me Beautiful, for example, that poem came out of a place of intense loneliness. It was 2 a.m. I was on my bed crying, like really crying my eyes out. And I felt so sad. I felt really, really sad, intensely sad. And I remember thinking, you know, if I were to talk to a friend and tell her why I'm feeling this way, I would say something like, this guy that I like, you know, he doesn't really see me for anything more than my looks or my appearance. And that's something that a lot of people feel, right? That's nothing new. But I knew that that's not exactly or necessarily what I was feeling. It was something a lot more complicated than that. And sometimes art, in terms of how it's constructed, how words are spaced, how, you know, things are organized, how ideas and sort of blocks of emotion are organized, that does so much more justice to capturing something than a mere conversation or a mere this is how I'm feeling, or even an article, a think piece article in The Atlantic would. That's why I love art. But, you know, back to this loneliness thing. It's interesting for me to have come to terms with the fact that so much of when and how I produce the things that I'm more proud of come from places of loneliness. When two things. One is that so much of art, the end product, right, allows us to transcend ourselves, you know, is the very thing that allows us to connect to others, to a greater, higher thing or purpose. And those two things are so oppositional, like the process of creating and coming from a place of real, real, like going inwards, so inwards, like that no one else can come along with you on that journey. Right, no one can hold your hand and take you there. But then you go so, so deep within that you strike something so raw and pure within you that you inevitably end up connecting to someone else because it comes from such a place of depth and truth. And that's how I really see my art. Sometimes people think, they say things like, you know, I hope my art inspires people. I hope my art, I want to use my art to heal others. There's nothing wrong with that, but I don't really relate to that because I don't think that I can ever set out to create art with that intention. I can only set out to create art that goes so deep within. And sometimes, and if I do it right, it inevitably connects to someone and makes them feel something that might not even be called healing or helping, but maybe just makes them feel something more in their lives. That's how I see my art. I don't ever think that I am capable of healing another through my art. I don't at all think I can do that. And so the other thing, so I mentioned that, the other sort of sad aspect of this realization of knowing that the best art comes from loneliness is that, you know, like, I don't want to be lonely, like, let's face it. I just don't want to be lonely. So many of, like, the classic sort of story narratives have the hero's journey, right, in it, and in self-discovery, you have to go through this journey that requires just you and, you know, your journey through the world, your understanding of the world, and that's how you arrive at the end. And this is sort of a universal thing, right? It goes back to, like, all these, like, classic literature and all this stuff. But I just, sometimes I get tired. It's like, wow, I really wish I didn't have to feel intensely lonely to create something beautiful. And let's just say, this isn't even just for a sad emotion, you know? I gave you the example of Call Me Beautiful, which, you know, I was crying and this and that. But sometimes I'm feeling such a beautiful feeling for someone. I'm feeling such a pull towards someone. And I feel like so much, like a crush on this guy or whatever. I feel so much something for this person. And being more in the headspace of a writer, now I don't really dilute that feeling by telling other people about it or sometimes acting on it, because that feeling is so pure and intense and specific and alone that I try to think, how can I hold this feeling for long enough to put it on paper, to put it into words? And that, I guess, might sound a little strange and maybe even creepy that I'm just, like, sitting from afar admiring someone, but that also comes from a place of loneliness. It's not all loneliness is just sad. But even that type of loneliness, that excited loneliness, that I'm just the only one feeling this way about this person, that can still be a little bit frustrating because how do I put it? You're still insisting on this. I'm gonna backtrack that. I'm just gonna leave it at that because I think I'm overthinking this topic or this part of this topic. What else? Yeah. A lot of the artists I admire, a lot of the writers I admire, the pieces that they've produced that I consider some of my favorite bodies of work have come from places of intense loneliness or heartbreak or feeling misunderstood. And so I know this isn't just me, it's a thing, you know. I can't remember the last time I was having the time of my life with my friends and I was enjoying myself so much and getting lost in the moment that I thought, hey, let me interrupt how much fun I'm having and how connected I am to everyone and how beautiful this feels to now go and write this down. Do you know what I mean? I just spent that time enjoying myself, right? And I say that to say that that's why sometimes poems, like my poems, might look disproportionately sad or about heartbreak. It's because you don't think to sit down and write when you're just in the moment, enjoying, happy, celebrating with your friends or family or whoever. But you do feel a pull, if you're an artist, to create and write when your voice is stifled or you feel like you can't put your voice out there. You figure out somehow how to turn up the volume, how to organize your word in such a way that makes someone want to listen. It's kind of a challenge almost, right? It makes you work harder to be understood, and when you work harder to be understood, you likely create something that is interesting or meaningful, unless you're just screaming or ranting, and I find that doesn't really do much in the long term for me and making me feel heard. It just makes me still seem crazy. So yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that. But loneliness as it relates to creating art, I've come to terms with it, but sometimes I really do get sad because I'm thinking two things. One is like, I don't always want to be lonely to create good art, and then two is once I really am like just so happy in love or whatever, will I stop creating things that are just so intense or striking? You know, there's happy love songs, but there's like, you know, if you're Beyonce, you're always finding some way to write about good, bad, happy, sad, whatever, in a way that's striking, no matter where you are. But for me and for some people, the pull to write comes from not being heard, and I'm gonna leave it at that. Thank you for listening. Let me know if you have anything to add to this conversation. And thank you. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast, Outspoken Word Podcast. It means the world to me.